Little Steven's Underground Garage is next after a world news update on VOA Music Mix.
Nigerian suicide bomber kills 7 at ATM and Ebola deaths approach 5,000. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington. Police in Nigeria say a suicide bomber has killed at least 7 people at an automated teller machine in the country's northeast. Police say they believe a female suicide bomber carried out the attack Friday. They say they have arrested 4 other suspects. The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola crisis has risen to 4,960, with more than 13,200 others infected with the disease. Health officials say while the death toll continues to rise, the rate of increase has declined. The United States and its partners are focusing their military might on stopping the spread of the group known as the Islamic State in Iraq and to disrupt IS operations in Syria. VOA's Jeff Seldon has more from Washington.
The daily drumbeat of airstrikes on the Islamic State, targeting everything from bomb-making factories to bulldozers. Defense officials say the strikes are taking a toll. The top-ranking U.S. military officer, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, says...
You'd actually like to know that's working, right? I know our European allies would like to know that that's working.
U.S. intelligence agencies now estimate there are more than 16,000 foreign fighters in Syria and Iraq fighting with various groups, an increase of about 1,000 since mid-September. Of those, 2,700 are from Western countries. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, Washington.
President Barack Obama says the American people sent a clear message in this week's elections that they want Washington to deliver for them, and said he's willing to work on that with both parties. This is VOA News. It's been 25 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall signaled the beginning of the end of the German Democratic Republic, or East Germany. Henry Ridgewell is in Berlin and has our story.
As Berliners prepare to celebrate this weekend, there is a growing debate over what is known as Ostalgie, the surviving infrastructure of the old regime. Sections of the Berlin Wall, preserved checkpoints, secret prisons, provide a strong antidote to Ostalgie. Conditions in East Germany led thousands to risk their lives trying to cross to the West, says Berlin Wall Memorial Director Axel Klausmeier.
There was no political freedom of speech, no freedom of travel, and no freedom for the press. And the Stasi, the secret police, was everywhere.
For younger generations in unified Germany, Ostalgie is confined to museums and history books. For many of those who grew up in the East, childhood nostalgia is mixed with painful memories. Henry Ridgewell, Berlin.
NATO says it has seen a large buildup of armored vehicles on the Russian side of the border with Ukraine. NATO sources said Friday that the vehicles appeared to be unmanned. However, a spokesperson said they represent a potential for significant reinforcements of heavy weapons to the Ukrainian separatists. Earlier Friday, Ukraine said Russia had sent dozens of tanks, heavy weapons, ammunition, and soldiers into Kremlin-backed eastern Ukraine. Today, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov avoided questions about his country's military involvement in Ukraine. His only comment to reporters on Ukraine concerned the ceasefire agreement, which he said is for the rebels and the Ukrainian government to finalize the disengagement.
The ceasefire has been signed between the rebels and the government. It's for them to finalize the disengagement line, which they're doing right now.
Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council spokesman Andriy Lysenko said 5 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed and more than a dozen wounded in fighting in the past 24 hours. Mexico's government says 3 Guerreros Unidos gang suspects have admitted killing 43 missing students after police handed the students over to the gang in the southern state of Guerrero September 26th. The attorney general said evidence points to the students being killed and their bodies burned near a municipal garbage dump. Their remains were thrown into a river. Dozens of people have been arrested in connection with the kidnapping. The UN Security Council has imposed sanctions on Yemen's former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, and 2 Yemeni Shiite Muslim leaders for threatening Yemen's peace and stability. In Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
the unreal. Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive.
For those of you with heart conditions, or who are with young and impressionable children, we ask that you turn around in your seats.
Alive! It's alive! It's...
Little Steven's Underground Garage.
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 Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
I want counterculture. I want anti-establishment.
This is mass madness, you maniacs! You maniacs! You maniacs!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today? By the way, where'd you meet him?
Turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack. My folks were always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad.
Beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
I felt so helpless, what could I do?
Welcome to an Underground Garage tribute to the coolest songwriters in rock and roll history. And we are not focusing on the great writers who were artists themselves, for the most part, but mostly the behind-the-scenes guys and girls that the public never gets to really know. We're going to try and correct that a little bit. We will include at least three songs in every set by the writer being featured in that set. And mix in, of course, the coolest new songs in the world, as we always do. We're going to begin and end the show this week with our featured writing team, one I consider the best of all time, and we'll eventually get an entire show dedicated to them. I am referring, of course, to Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, who at a time when there was a whole lot of great songwriters, just ended up writing more cool songs than everybody else did. And we'll give you a little taste of that this week. Ellie Greenwich was born in Brooklyn, grew up in Levittown. By the age of 13, was writing songs for her own girl group, the Jivettes.
While still in college, she got an appointment to meet John Gluck Jr., co-writer of Leslie Gore's It's My Party, at the infamous Brill Building, 1619 Broadway, which is still there, by the way, the one with Colony Records on the corner. John Gluck had another appointment, so he stuck her in one of the many songwriter cubicles, all of which had a piano in it. She starts fooling around on the piano, and the guys in the next office hear her and come over. They happen to be the legendary Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who end up signing her to their publishing company, Trio. She starts writing a few hits with Tony Powers, and then October of 1962 marries fellow songwriter Jeff Barry, and they decide to only work with each other, with one exception, the strange little guy that had just become Ellie's latest writing partner, a guy named Phil Spector. And together, they started writing songs like this.
Thank you. gather round. Yeah, this is where it's all happening, babies. The rhythm of life. Number 7 in the top 10 religions.
Well, we're gonna climb to number 1, Big Daddy.
I'm here, baby. But dig, time is running out on that big LP called life. And the greatest disc jockey of them all is gonna come and take us by the hand and lead us to the flip side of life called eternity.
Eternity!
That big coffee break in the sky.
This is Ellie Greenwich, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. Awesome.
Maybe I know that he's been cheating. Maybe I know that he's been untrue. But what can I do? I hear them whispering when I walk by. He's gonna break her heart and make her cry. I know it's me. Find out, oh, but
You make yourself famous by protest.
That's not... Who does? Not
you.
Me. No, why? Make myself famous by singing smut.
I made myself famous by writing... By writing songs and lyrics about the beauty of the things that I did and the ugliness, too.
You're a great poet,
you make yourself famous by saying, down with this, down with that, throw eggs at this, throw eggs at that.
I hope not.
Take it with you.
That's not what I want.
I cannot use your abuse, you may have it back.
We opened our songwriter show with a Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich composition, co-written with George Shadow Morton, the Shangri-La's leader of the pack, one of three classics Jeff and Ellie would do with George Morton, leader of the pack, Heaven Only Knows, and Out in the Street. Opened the first set with Be My Baby, the unforgettable opening of Mean Streets, for you Marty Scorsese fans out there. Be My Baby, one of the three classics they would do for the Ronettes. Be My Baby, Baby I Love You, and I Can Hear Music. Co-written and produced by Phil Spector and arranged by the great Jack Nietzsche. Cocktail Slippers, their cover of Ellie and Jeff's only record I know of with Connie Francis. And the original is a great record with Jeff Barry playing drums, by the way. He told me he couldn't get the, I forget which legendary session drummer was playing on it, but couldn't get him to do the beat, so... Ended up playing on himself. Don't Ever Leave Me from St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com. We threw in the Blues Magoos for absolutely no reason other than we felt like hearing it. We ain't got nothing yet. Classic Garage Nugget from Psychedelic Lollipop, 1966. Just ran into somebody in the elevator who said, Peppy says hello, so that's what made me think of it. Ellie and Jeff with work with Leslie Gore for one classic tune, Maybe I Know. Leslie still produced by Quincy Jones at that point. And by the way, all this happened in 64 or 65. The entire 20 or so of the gold records, Ellie and Jeff would write or produce or both. It happened in that two-year period. It's absolutely unbelievable.
I Get It was the must. Their sixth album, Whoop-Dee-Doo. Get it from burgerrecords.org. Jim Shattuck, writing and producing.
And back to Ellie and Jeff for the Chiffons. This time, co-written with the Tokens, who also produced it. I Have a Boyfriend, my favorite girl group record of all time. And we'll revisit Jeff and Ellie in our last set tonight. And when we come back, we're going to the south side of Chicago.
The world's best variety.
Expect it here.
VOA Music Mix.
Welcome back to our tribute to the coolest songwriters in the world. William James Willie Dixon was born in Vicksburg, Mississippi. He was introduced to blues music while serving time on prison farms as a teenager. Made his way to Chicago, where he won the Illinois State Golden Gloves Heavyweight Championship and became a sparring partner of Joe Louis. It was at the boxing gym that Dixon met Leonard Baby Doo Caston, who after hearing him sing, convinced him to take up music full-time and even made him his first bass out of a tin can and one string. They'd play together in the Five Breezes, Four Jumps of Jive, and ultimately the Big Three Trio. Willie became a full-time employee of Chess Records in 1951 after running into the Chess Brothers at their Macumba Club. He would be their A&R talent scout, session musician, staff writer, and producer. And his work would literally redefine and reconfigure the entire blues genre single-handedly, making it commercially accessible for an entirely new generation. Just a sample of his vast productivity of the 50s includes Hoochie Coochie Man, I Just Want to Make Love to You, I Want to Be Loved, I'm Ready, You Shook Me, I Love the Life I Live, Just for Muddy Waters, 300 Pounds of Joy, Backdoor Man, Built for Comfort, Evil, Ain't Superstitious, Spoonful, and Little Red Rooster for Howlin' Wolf. Any of those familiar? Bring It On Home and Help Me for Sonny Boy Williamson, My Babe and Dead Presidents for Little Walter, Pretty Thing, Diddy Wah Diddy, You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover for Bo Diddley, You Know My Love, that great classic for Otis Rush, I Can't Quit You Babe for Little Milton, and on and on and on. The absolutely amazing Willie Dixon.
Ah!
seventh son. In the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm a one. I'm a one. I'm a one, I'm a one. The one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. I'm a one. Oh, I'm a one. I'm a one, I'm a one. The one they call the seventh son. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise the dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm a one. Oh, I'm a one. I'm a one, I'm a one. The one they call the seventh son. Words that will sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm a one. Oh, I'm a one. I'm a one, I'm a one. My one they call the seventh son. Seventh son. I'm a one, the one they call the seventh son.
One thing about teachers and writers and such, they have less bother with their income tax than farmers and oil well owners.
That's so? Why?
Because their equipment is talent and a highly developed mind. And when they run down and don't work so good as they did, the depletion and depreciation can't be written off their income tax.
Yeah. once asked this literary agent what kind of writing paid the best. He said ransom notes.
That shoot tombstone full of this wine, balls and chains. I'm drinking TNT, I'm smoking down a mic. I hope some screwball start a fire. All I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope. I know you feel like I ain't no way, but stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't no swell. Because I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. I feel so good, I want you to know. One more drink, I wish you would. It takes a whole lot of loving to make me feel good. I'm ready, ready as anybody. I am ready for you, I hope.
This is Keith Richards, and we're with little Stephen in the underground garage. Baby.
To be the
I'm crazy about every little thing you do. I cherish the way you hold me. Your kiss so sweet, honey, can't be beat. But baby,
I want to be the
every time I ask you for a date. You don't come at all almighty late. I ask you to dance, make a little spin. You say, wait a minute, daddy, you come my friend. I love the way you walk and you pass me by. Even when you try to serve me, you kiss me, baby, when you give me the eye. But baby,
I want to be there.
All right. Wait a minute, daddy, you come my friend. I love the way you walk when you pass me by. Even when you try to snub me, you kiss me, baby, when you give me the eye. But baby,
I want to be the
started our Willie Dixon set with I Ain't Superstitious by the Jeff Beck Group off their first of their two classic albums, Truth, produced by Mickey Most, Ron Wood on bass, yeah, that Ron Wood, the great Nicky Hopkins on piano, the amazing Mickey Waller on drums, Jeff Beck on guitar, Rod Stewart introduced to the world on that record, singing lead. Willie's Seventh Son was originally a Willie Maybon record, covered by Johnny Rivers, 1965, went top 10.
Something Ain't Right from J.P. Soares. The new album is Full Moon Night in Memphis. Get it from jpsoares.com. The album produced by J.P. and Jeremy Stoska.
Back to Willie Dixon from Muddy Waters' classic I'm Ready with the classic Muddy Waters band. Muddy, Little Walter on harp, Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Otis Spann on piano, Willie himself on bass, and Freddie Belo playing drums. There it was, the archetype rock band for all to learn from. I Want to Be Loved, the Stones' remarkable arrangement, really, of the Muddy Waters track. We have to play those back-to-back some night, just so everybody can appreciate how great the Rolling Stones were as arrangers. And this is their first single. This is a B-side of their first single. Amazing. Willie Dixon, one of the all-time greats. Come on back. It's time to get the dance party started, which means we're going to Philadelphia.
Where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
Hey, baby, welcome back to the Underground Garage special. We are saluting the coolest songwriters in the world this week. And we're going to Philadelphia right now for the very underrated Cameo Parkway team of Calman, Dave Appel, and Bernie Lowe, who will be responsible for producing and, with few exceptions, writing some of the greatest classic dance pop of the early 60s. They produce Chubby Checker's cover of Hank Ballard's Twist, making it a hit for the second time, and this time worldwide. It became such a phenomenon that it is characterized as one of the half dozen defining moments that would create the swinging 60s. They would then write the follow-up, Let's Twist Again, for Chubby Checker, make the amazing Bristol Stomp and You Can't Sit Down for the Dovells, Mashed Potato Time for D.D. Sharp, South Street for the Orlons, all of Bobby Rydell's cool records, including Wild One, fantastic, expertly crafted pop records by one of the great underrated teams in rock history, Calman, Dave Appel, and Bernie Lowe.
The kids in Bristol are sharp and physical when they do the Bristol Stomp. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol Stomp.
Well, who's starting really?
but one thing I know, our love is here to stay.
You dare to call this trash music?
It may be trash to you, Mrs. Culberson, but
she knows all there is from A to Z regarding S-E-X.
Tantalizer. She's been home with Freud. Ziggy Freud.
Miss Stone, I won't even try to explain my songs to the board. I'm sure it would be hopeless. But those very songs paid my way through almost 4 years of college.
We gave you a good education, and you gave Wyndham a bad reputation.
Huh. Education, reputation. Hey, that rhymes. That'd be a great idea for a song.